Sachim, Perikei Mishneh Gimel. Here another Hagdoma in the Dinim of Shaloi Lishma. We discussed some of the Dinim, but Shaloi Lishma of regular Karbonis as opposed to Karbon Pesach is in order over here. In a regular Karbon, there's two basic types of Machshova Shaloi Lishma that we said Pasul up a Karbon. Again, in all Karbonis, the Aloch of Shaloi Lishma is that it passels it, but it doesn't passel it completely. It passels the ritzui of the carbon, but the carbon itself is kosher, so he has to bring another carbon, but the carbon could be eaten, and the chalach may go on the mizbech, let's say, could be hooker, the carbon is a kosher carbon. It's any other day ritzui. As opposed to a carbon chatos and a carbon pesach, where the halacha is that the carbon is posel. No ifs, buts, and ands, completely posel. That being said, there are two different types of machshava shalei lishma by regular carbonists. This is the shalei lishma, the way we spoke the nusach in Mishnah Beis, is an oilo l'shem shlomim, shlomim l'shem oilo, chatos l'shem oilo, oilo l'shem chatos, and so on. That's called a shinui in the carbon, shinui kodesh. Shinui bailim is where the carbon is the carbon of Reuven, and the koyin that was zoyrik the dam is zoyrik, not that Reuven should be niskaper, that it should be nisratza for him, but that the carbon should be miratza, it should be mechaper. For Shimon, that's called a shinui bailim. The difference between the two, according to Rashi and Tosfos, is that a shinui bakoidesh is chal on the koyin who's oivid, both in the shchita, the kabbalah, in the halacha, in the zrika. All four of those avodos, a machshava of shinui bailim, puts a psul into the carbon. Not so shinui bailim. Why is that? Shchita is not primarily al shem habailim. The bailim, the place where a bailim is existential to the carbon is a gabi miskaper. That means like this: a shchitas oila is a shchitas oila and not a shchitas shlava. It's two different carbonas. So when the carbon, when the kohen is shechting a carbon oila, if he's mechashiv to do a carbon shlomim, that passels the carbon. Again, passels the gabi ritzui. The same as every carbon, the halacha, the kabbalah, the zrika, all maisei avodah that are done to be machshir the carbon, to be meratzah the carbon. Each one of them has a din that if it's a machshava of shinui kodesh, is thought b'shas maisei pasul. Shinui bailim, the shchita is a shchita. Where bailim comes into play in a existential way in a carbon is in the zrika, because the zrika actually is what's meratzah. V'zorakas adam v'nirtzoloi, the ritzui, the kapor, the chalois, yotzi de chevosoi, and the skaper of the carbon is totally in the zrika, and only by the zrika is there a psul of shini bailim. There is discussion, you learn zvachim daf test, there's a Rambam, maybe not this way, but according to Rashi and Tosfos, if he's shoychit, al menas lizroik shaloi lebailov, then it could passel. Because since the shchita always has to be linked to the zrika, because the shchita is a prerequisite to the zrika. So in the shchita lies a hechsher for the zrika. If he shoychit al menas lizrik with the shini bailim, so that passels the shchita as a, or the psul is in the fact that the shchita is a preparation, a hechsher for the zrika. A lot to be discussed on this. There's Reb Chaim's, Briskerov's, but we're just saying over the basics. Now, that being said, that's my normal carbon. By a carbon Pesach, there's a whole new dimension to a carbon Pesach, and that is that in every carbon, the ikur of the carbon, the ikur ritzu, the ikur kapara, the ikur yotze, the chavoso, is by the zrika, like we just said. By carbon Pesach, it's true, you need the zrika's hadam to be miratze, to be yotze, the chavoso, but the ikur of the carbon, chazal megala from the psukim, that the ikur of the carbon Pesach is totally in the shame, the ikur of the bailim, is that the carbon is brought for the achilo. The Gemara says, ikra shel carbon pesach la achilo koi. The ikra din of the achilo is carbon. In a normal carbon, what's miratza, what's mechaper, what's mekayim, the neder, the dove, whatever din the person who's bringing the carbon has to be mekayim, that's totally in the avoyde sadam. Shchita kabbalah elok hazrika, that's it. The akhtara afterwards, the achilo, all these things are not, it's a tosefes, but it's not ma'akiv. By Korban Pesach, the Iker Mitzvah of the Korban Pesach is the Achilas Korban Pesach, the night of the 15th of Nisan, the first night by the Seder. And therefore, there's a whole element of machshavos which are totally in the preparation of the korban, b'shas, the avodas hadam, for the achilo. In that sense, which is the ikar avoida? The zrikas hadam? The ikar avoida that's making the korban for achilo is the shchita. The shchita is what turns the animal into basa that can be eaten, basa korban. So there's a whole element of hachono, and therefore there's a whole world of machshavos hapoislois that lie in the shchita and only in the shchita. Now let's learn the Mishnah. What are the dinim? What are these machshavos that we're talking about? Shchotoi shaloi la'ichlo v'shaloi lamnuyov. A korban pesach has to be nishchat. There's a din. The pasuk says, ish lefi ochloi. V'lokachu, let's read the whole pasuk. V'lokachu shcheinu hakorev el beisoi. B'michsas nefoshes. Korban pesach has to be taken, and there has to be minuyim. Members have to form, and they have to be koine there. The korban has to be miyuchid lishmom. Ish lefi ochloi techoisu al aser. The korban has to be miyuchid lefi, not lefi the mevi'im. You can have a korban that's being brought by Reuven and Shimon, or oila, let's say, it's being brought by Shotvim. That means that the meskaper is Reuven and Shimon. The ones who eat the korban afterwards are irrelevant to the etzim kedushas ha-korban. By korban pesach, in the essential korban pesach lies who's going to eat from it. You have to have the menuyim there b'shas avodas adam. The pasuk says ish lefi ochloi lefi his achila tochoisu. Tochoisu is a lotion of shchita. The targum over there is a shchita. Al hased the korban is nishchat lefi for and because of the oichlam. That being said, there are certain people that are not roy lachilo. Shaloi la'oichlov, the Gemara defines this as a zokin who can't eat, a katan who can't eat, somebody who literally can't eat a kezayis of the carbon. If he can't eat a kezayis of the carbon can't be considered as being brought for his mitzvah of achilas carbon pesach. Shaloi lamnuyov, anybody who's capable of eating but he wasn't a monui, he wasn't accepted in the chaloi's shame, bailus of the carbon, that there the carbon is working for him. La reilim, an oral is possible. Is also to eat from a carbon Pesach. Latmeim as well. Latome is not to eat from any carbon, certainly not a carbon Pesach. And therefore they can't be menuim, and therefore, machshovois, shchote shaloi lo'ochloi, v'shaloi lamnuim, for somebody who can't eat, for somebody who's not part of the carbon, for somebody who's possible, and also to eat from the carbon, because in oral latome, the halach is possible. Where do those machshovois possible? We just focus that in on the shchita. So Rashi actually says that the machshava, it works, it's a machshava hapoiseles, and therefore it works, b'shchit v'kabbalah halacha zriko, even though it's really, we're talking about who's the bailum of the carbon, but it's not a machshava that's limited to zriko, like we just said, by regular carbon. It's over here by Dalet Avodos. Rashi does bring a Rabbeinu Chanan that holds that it's only by shchita. The same way the machshava hapoiseles of shaloi, of shini bailum, by a zrika of a regular carbon, and it's only zrika. Over here also, the machshava of shaloi le'oichlov, etc., are dafka by shchita and only shchita. It's the flip side, but it's the same thought process. Over here, you have the same natural expression that you have in the Mishnah and Dabbez, you have over here also. Le'oichlov v'shaloi le'oichlov. Lemnuyah v'shaloi lemnuyah, one and the other. Lemul lemulu areilum, letmeim letahirim kosher. Except that over here, the halach is not like we had in Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Beis we had that even if the person who's shechting or being zerich the dam will think about a posel machshava, but even if he thought about a kosher machshava, he thought l'shem oila, it's a carbon oila. But he also thought l'shem shlam, it'll pass. Why? Because it's not the absence of a machshava shalei l'shma that passels, it's the addition of a machshava that's out of place, it passels the carbon. It's a positive force of paslos. It's not a lack of machshava shaloi lishmo. We explained that from the Biskirov. But over here, these machshavas are not really bona fide machshavos hapoislos in the regular sense, because they're not part of the regular parasha of karbonos. All these are is that the absence of these machshavos renders the karbon missing b'machshava. Therefore, if he shechted it l'shem oichlov, true, he's stuck in also a shaloi l'shem oichlov in the Ma'aseh Shechita, but that won't passel. Because since there's a machshava over there, l'oichlov, The machshava of shaloi lo ichlov is not a machshava poiselus. It's only if he thinks only shaloi lo ichlov. So then there's an absence. There's a vacuum of machshava l'shem oichlov. So this is really sort of the same idea as a machshava poiselus, but it's existentially different. And the nafkamina chaps, like we're saying, in the right machshava together with the wrong machshava, the halach is kosher. In Mishnah Beis, by the regular machshava is paslus, the halach is that it's posel. Shchotoy koidim chatzois, posel, or karban pesach shechted before chatzois is posel. Mishum shenema bein harbaim. We started with that. That is man of shchitas karban pesach is bein harbaim. We discussed six and a half hours. We said the rice of the shir is 6.5 hours, even though be'etzem bein harbaim starts from 6 hours, but before chatzois certainly it's posel. Shchotoy koidim letomid, kosher. It's shechted taka after chatzois, after 6.5 hours, but the karban tomid wasn't brought yet. It's kosher. Somebody should be stirring the dam to make sure that it's still roy. We'll see later on the dam, if it's in a clean, it's not stirred, congeals. It has to be stirred in order that it should still be roy lazrika, it shouldn't harden. That means there's still a halacha even after the shchitas korban pesach. There's a halacha at least to be mechaper, meratza, to be zorik the dam atomid before the dam shchita. L'chatchila, of course, is the shchita of the korban tomid, the zorik of the korban tomid, the hakrova, the full hakrova of the korban tomid, and thereafter we start shchitas korban pesach. Somebody jumped in. Shechted carbon pesach, the halacha is, there's still a halacha that the zrika of the carbon tamid should come before the ritzoy of the zrika of the carbon pesach. If not, it's not vim nizrak kosher, it's not ma'akabidiyavit, it's halacha tchila. Mishnah Dalet, hashechet es ha-pesach halachomitz, oivir b'loy sasei. This is a new halacha. The Torah says, l'sishchat al-chomitz dam zivchi. This is an isolated pasuk in Parshas HaMe'adim. In Shmoyis Perek Lamedal, the pasuk says over there, "Leishishchat al chometz dam zivchi." Chazal understand that we're talking about a new lav of a shchitas zivchi. It's a little bit vague. What zivchi is? My carbon. The Rebbein Shalom says, "Al chometz." What does it mean? Al chometz on top of chometz. Al chometz means in the context of ownership of chometz. Chazal understand that there's an issur over here if it comes this man of shchitas Pesach. Where there's an iser by Rabbi Motzer deraisa. Not only is he over by Rabbi Motzer by owning, but if the carbon pesach is shechted, he's also over below sase. Shechet a pesach alakom, it's over below sase. Reb Yehuda Oimer, it's not only hashechet es a pesach alakom, it's look at the wording of the pasuk. It doesn't say dam pischi, dam zivchi. The Torah leaves it open ended. It has to be Leisishcha al-Chometz when it's Shas Isur of Chometz. Otherwise, what's wrong with Chometz? In the middle of February, what's wrong with having Chometz? So the Torah clearly is talking about Chometz when Chometz is problematic. That Mideraisa is after Chatzois on Erev Pesach. Dam Zivchi means my carbon that goes in the regular Seder HaKrova, which is either carbon Pesach or carbon Tomid. Carbon Tomid and carbon Pesach are both carbonos that are b'moyadom. They're part of the regular Seder Krov. They're not arbitrary korbanos that a person brings for himself. Let's say, which are not brought on Shabbos, which are not brought betumah, like we'll see later on. These are part of the Seder HaKrov. They go together. The Torah says zivchi, not pischi. It means Pesach and Tomit. That's the Shita of Yehuda. Reb Shimon says even a step further. Reb Shimon Oimer, HaPesach Ba'arba Osor, a Pesach that's brought Ba'arba Osor, Lishmoi, if it's brought l'shem carbon pesach, and it's a kosher carbon pesach chayiv, that's when he's over the lav of l'sishchat al chometz. V'shaloi lishmoi, we learned before that a carbon pesach is posel, and therefore shaloi lishmoi will also be posel. So therefore, he didn't bring a kosher carbon. He might have shechted a carbon, but it's not kosher. Therefore, he's potter on the lav of l'sishchat al chometz because he didn't make a kosher carbon. V'shar kol hazvochim. Another carbon, ben lishmon, ben shaloi lishmon. If there are other carbons, let's say it's after chatzos, really it was supposed to be Isaac in the carbon tomid. The only carbon that's brought after, like we said before, is the carbon pesach. Somebody after the carbon tomid, it's already the zman akrovus pesach. Somebody brought a carbon shlomim. He had a carbon shlomim that he wanted to patter himself up. He brought a carbon shlomim. The halacha is ben shaloi lishmon, ben lishmon. Potter, because it's not one of the korbanos like we said of the Seder HaKrova. But here's the catch. Ubemoyed, if it's not after Shesh Shoyes, it's not Zman HaKrovus Pesach. It's the days that Yid Zayvan Bayi Rabba Bayi Bayi Motzah, the 7 days of Pesach. Ubemoyed, with his Bayi Rabba Bayi Motzah, Lishmoy Potter, Shaloy Lishmoy, is Chayiv. If he'd bring a Korban Pesach, Lishmoy, what's a Korban Pesach? Once it's after Chatzor, once it's already Laila. Possible. Don't such thing as a Korban Pesach on Pesach. It has to be brought in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So if it's Lishmoy, it's a Apostle of Korban, since Apostle of Korban is not even Lishmoy of Korban. Shaloy Lishmoy, what's that loch of a Korban Pesach that's brought on Pesach? We just said possible, but if it's brought Shaloy Lishmoy, here we have a new Zezakos, Malach of Moshe Messina. We'll see more about this later on, that a Korban Pesach that's brought not as a Korban Pesach. It was Niskadish, the Behem itself was Niskadish Korban Pesach, no two ways about it. It was brought on Chol Moed as a Korban Shlomim. You know what it is? It's a Korban Shlomim. A Pesach out of Zmanoi has a Kedusha of a Korban Pesach. We'll see more about that. That being said, if the Korban Pesach on Yemei HaMoed was brought Shaloy Lishmoy, the Aloch is Yizchayim, because the Kosher Korban. So Reb Shimon is Mechadish, that it's possible to have the lava Lesishchon HaKometz even not Shechting the Korban Pesach or the Korban Tomid that's also part of the Seder HaKrovas HaKorbonis HaTmidiyos. Even a regular personal Korban, a Shlomman, Ayla, whatever you may have, but if it's a Kosher, a Korban on Yemei Moed, you're even a lava Lesishchon HaKometz. Not on Erev Pesach. Now how do you have a dual identity? Either it includes all the Korbanos or not. So the Gemara explains that there's really two psukim. There's one in Mishpatim and there's one in Kisisa. The one in Mishpatim is Leisizbach al Chometz Dam Zivchi. The one in Kisisa is Leisishchat al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Not Leisizbach, but Leisishchat. Because of that, the Gemara learns out that there's two distinct dinim. The din Bamoyed and the din Koidim Moyed, when it's only Zman HaKrovas Pesach, are different. Bizman HaKrovas Korban Pesach, it's only Korban Pesach or Toida, which goes to, no, I'm sorry, not Toida, Tomid that goes together with it. If it's on Pesach itself, any Korban that's brought Bekashrus, and he's the owner of the Chometz, he's Nichshon Lelav. Ushar Kol HaZvochim, right, we just said Lishmoy and Shalosh Moyed of Korban Pesach. But Shar Kol HaZvochim, Ben Lishmon, Ben Shalal Lishmon Chayim. The Korban is kosher either way. Remember, that's only a Pesach which is posel Shalal Lishmon. The other Korbanis is only Chsorin and the Ritzib. The Korban itself is kosher. Therefore, since the Korban is kosher, and he's the owner of Chometz Chayim, Chutz Min HaChatos Sheshchot Shalal Lishmon, like we've mentioned, that Chatos Shalal Lishmon is posel like Korban Pesach. So we have three Shittas over here in the Mishnah. We'll just mention one basic point. Loisishchar al chometz dam zivchi. He's over a lav. We said three times now. He's over a lav. Who's over a lav? Sound like we were talking about the one who shechted. But let's remember that the one who's shechting, there were a bunch of people that were menuyim. We learned the Mishnah before that the whole carbon is filled up. Every bit of the carbon is taken up by how much the estimate will be from the oichlo, from the menuyo. So it's not only possible, but it's mestaber, the Gemara says, that when Reuven is shechting the Korban Pesach, there are 30 people who are the owner of that Korban Pesach. Who's Ivan Leishishchat? By Tosfos it's Poshut, that the Leishishchat is the one who's doing the Maaseh Shechita. The Avera is, for the owner of Chometz, it's like sort of adding insult to injury. Not only over by Yerob, by Yemotze, but you even have the Chutzpah to do a Maaseh of HaKrovas Korban Pesach, or let's say another Korban. So the Avera is the Maisa HaKrovas Korbonois for an owner of Chometz. The one who's over is the one who owns the Chometz. The Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that the Lav is a Tosefes of a Shechitas Korban Pesach for whoever owns the Korban Pesach. So Reuben went into the Azorah. He shechted on behalf of everybody. Reuven is the shliach to shech for the other 30 members of his Korban Pesach. Guess what? The Shmerel, who's number 28 on the Korban, who owns Chometz. Shmerel's over. Now, the kash is a $1 million question. How does Shmerel get Malkus? The word says Loikin. He didn't do anything. So we get into a whole discussion. What happens if you have a lav that existentially should be Yesh by Maisa? But he happens to be over, not with a Maisa. That means the lav be'etzim is a shchita of an owner of shchitas korbanos or shchitas kabbezach of one who owns chametz. Over here, he happens to be that somebody is shechting for him, and he's the owner of chametz. So he has the shchita, but he's not doing a ma'isa. Does the shchita with a shlichus make him enough to be considered that he's being over with a ma'isa? Hard to believe. That is Tosfos Rit that seems to say that. Very hard. The Achronim have a whole discussion about how this is going to work. But that's the basic machlokes over here and how to look at this lav. Is it a Tosfos on the ownership of the chametz, or is it part of the shechita of the carbon when somebody has chametz?